Sportsline reviews the year, our 12 plays, games, moments, stories from the past year. Happy New Year, everyone. Next hour, Keith Mills and Pete Gilbert will join me, and we'll have a roundtable discussion on all of these great moments and plays in Baltimore sports in 2012. Some quick notes from the past year. Adam Jones won his second consecutive Most Valuable Oriole Award. Ray Rice took home the hardware for the Baltimore Ravens. And also, the Baltimore Blast lost to Milwaukee Wave in the MISL Finals. But let's get back to our countdown. And number seven, back on May 6th, you may recall the Orioles played a lot of extra inning games this past year. A lot. 12-plus innings was the norm this past year. All part of this insanely magical ride. And if there was ever an early indication as to what was to come this year for Baltimore baseball, this Sunday afternoon in Boston, Mass. Was probably the best harbinger. The Orioles ran out of relievers against the Red Sox after 15 innings, so the Orioles turned to a position player, Chris Davis, known for his bat, to go on the mound. On this day, though, he was not known for his bat. 0-for-8 at the plate, but he threw one inning at the Fens, and then the Orioles were up against an unlikely Boston relief pitcher again, another position player. This time, former Oriole first-round pick, outfielder Darnell McDonald, and Adam Jones was at the plate with two men on.
And he will deliver. Swinging a high fly ball, deep left. This ball is right back there. Plate that baby, bye-bye. Mr. Jones has racketed one out of here in the 16th inning. He does it with two men on base, and suddenly the Orioles have a three-run lead. It is now 9-6.
The Orioles had a three-run lead heading into the bottom of the 17th. Chris Davis on the mound still with two Red Sox on base against the Red Sox best hitter, Adrian Gonzalez.
And now Davis delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. How about that? Chris Davis strikes out one of the game's best hitters, Adrian Gonzalez. And he gets him on three pitches.
And Chris Davis wasn't done.
And now the 0-1 to McDonald. Double play ball to short. Hardy to Andino. One. On to first. Double play. And the most amazing game has come to an end at Fenway Park. The Orioles have swept the Red Sox, and they win the finale in 17 innings. And here it is after 29 games in the regular season. And on May 6th, right now, the Orioles have the best record in the game, and they are the Eastern Division leaders.
Chris Davis gets the win in Boston against the Red Sox, and the Orioles had their first sweep at Fenway Park since 1994. Yeah, that pretty much says it all. That was our seventh best moment of the year. To number six, and to the absolute delight to some, after years of taking phone calls on Sportsline about this every night, it seemed, the Ravens pulled the trigger after a tough overtime loss to the Washington Redskins. The Ravens fired offensive coordinator Cam Cameron.
We made a coaching change today. You guys are all aware of that. I know there's been a press release and it's out there right now, but we've made a change at offensive coordinator. We've replaced Cam with Jim Caldwell. It's been something that we went through last night and this morning. And
it was a shocking development on December 10th with just three games to go in the season. The Ravens make Jim Caldwell their offensive coordinator, and Cam Cameron was done after nearly 5 years as Baltimore's OC.
Cam Cameron has done an excellent job here over the last almost 5 years as our offensive coordinator. I think the record proves that. When you take a look at the what's been accomplished on offense for the last 4 years, the games that have been won, the points that have been scored, and really by every measurement, Cam is a very good football coach. He's a loyal, hardworking guy. He's a great friend. Obviously, it's a difficult thing, personally, to do something and to make a move like that.
Cam Cameron was out on December 10th. To our fifth biggest story, and this one is near and dear to my heart. On September 6th, the anniversary of Cal Ripken breaking Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record, the Orioles had their second-to-last statue unveiling honoring all of their greats, which was a sidebar phenomenal thing this past year. Great thing to be a part of. All of them broadcasted on WBAL and WBAL.com. But on this one, the night where Ripken was honored, the Orioles started a four-game set with the New York Yankees. Baltimore trailed New York by a single game in the American League Eastern Division standings. And for the first time in 15 years, Baltimore baseball was back on center stage. And on this night, and throughout that series, and the rest of September, the crowds came back to the ballpark in downtown Baltimore. And in particular, on this night, it was a long time coming. There was a buzz in the air. The Orioles rekindled some old love flames in the very first inning.
And now Wieters hits a fly ball to deep left. Racing back in the corner is Ibanez. And that ball is gone. It is a three-run home run. It landed in the first row. Matt Wieters with a three-run bomb. 4-0 Baltimore.
Yeah, it felt like a playoff game against the hated Yankees, of course. Baltimore went toe-to-toe with New York all season long. More coming up on that. But in this game, the Orioles did something they rarely did all year. They squandered a late-inning lead. The game was tied in the bottom of the eighth inning at 6 apiece, and it looked like some of the old habits of the last 14 years were coming back into fruition. But in that eighth inning, that's when the Orioles' most valuable player in 2012 stepped to the plate.
Delivers 1-2. Fly ball hit the deep left. This ball is going, going. Wave it bye-bye. Way back in the seats in left center. Adam Jones has put the Orioles ahead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Number 28, 7-6, Baltimore.
And they weren't done that inning. Mark Reynolds came up.
Now the right-hander again ready. Reynolds waits. They count 3-2. Wieters getting his lead. And now, here it comes. Fastball. Hit to deep left field. Way back there. Way back there. Wave that baby. Bye-bye. Mark Reynolds has homered for the second time tonight. He does it with Wieters on base. And the Orioles here tonight have homered 5 times against the Yankees. 9-6 Orioles.
Chris Davis added another, and on the first of 4 against New York, Baltimore drew even in the AL East race. They won 10-6 that night. They would split that series, but at that moment, at that very moment, Baltimore baseball was back. And when we come back, the baseball playoffs come back to Baltimore. We continue our countdown in a moment here on Sportsline, but first, Baltimore lost the man who brought the NFL back to Baltimore. Art Modell passed away in September. Fans poured in M&T Bank Stadium to pay their respects, and some Ravens players, including the greatest Raven of all time, grieve the loss of the man he called his father.
When you think about Art, you know, what else kind of motivation do you need? You know, if you know anything about him, you know anything of what he did to this league and what he meant to this organization, why wouldn't you go play for something that special? Yeah, because he is watching. He'll always be watching, and he'll definitely be missed. But this season, we will definitely dedicate to him and give it everything we got. And hopefully we can sit another Lombardi Trophy beside him.